presenting the Al Reed Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we do hope you'll stay with us for the next half hour, because from here on we're turning life round just to show you the funny side. Yes, introducing us to ourselves, here's Al Reed.
I just sat down reading, you know, and I heard this bump upstairs. Well, I rushed up, and there he was on the landing. I didn't know what to do. Knees that heavy, I couldn't shift him, you know, and everything's showing. I tried to cover him up the best way I could, you know, with his own coat. I was in a right stew. I ran down, ran across the road. Well, they were out, and went next door, and no light there. I didn't know what to do, so I went back, and as I say, there he was, sat up in bed reading.
I thought, right, monkey.
Oh, do forgive me. We keep coming back to that, don't we? But then, there are so many things in life worth keeping, and what is more essential than to keep fit? It's up to us all to tackle each day with glowing vitality and bounding energy. Enough to leap a 5-barred gate. Keep going at all costs. That's the thing. Keep going. You've hardly time to totter down those stairs in the morning. And what greets you? How do you expect me to rub your back if you won't hold your shirt up? That's the wife from the kitchen.
Shirt? How do you mean, love?
Don't need to screw your face up like that. You'll not perish. I can't make head or tail of you. You crack on, you can't move for the pain, and as soon as I go near you with the liniment, you're round the back of the settee ready to fight me. And I'm not taking your temperature again. I can't make it go up. Oh, let me alone. I sometimes think you want to be ill. Just the same last year, when you thought you had rheumatism. Spent pounds on pills and bottles and goodness knows what, and then when you found you hadn't got it, you nearly broke your heart. That bathroom cabinet's full of rubbish you've brought home. And there's half those bottles without labels. See, the other day, said you couldn't speak and I caught you painting your throat with leg tan. Well, wasn't unpleasant. I have no patience with you. You'll do anything but see a doctor. And what's that green stuff you keep mixing for your indigestion? I don't know what it does to your inside, but I can't get it off the washbowl. You do some stupid things at times. I thought you'd gone quiet the other night. I asked you if you'd lost your voice, and you said, mind your own business, and covered me with mouthwash. Now, you're making too much of it. Now, well, why don't you go to the doctor and let him have a look at you? Oh, I've nothing like you. Don't know what you've got. I think you're frightened of him. Now, that's enough. You'll run a mile rather than face that doctor. Have you finished? I'm beginning to wonder if you're ashamed to let him see you.
Have you done?
See, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes.
Oh, go to...
In and out in 5 minutes. Have you been to the doctor's lately? As you open the waiting room door, you begin to wonder what's in front of you. And the cheerful Charlie you sit next to doesn't help. You've met him.
Howdy do.
Howdy do.
Have you come for advice about your health?
Yes.
Well, if you'll take mine, you'll go while you've still got it. Anyway, if you do stay, I should get your name down for a wheelchair.
Oh, I'm not ready for one of those yet.
You will be by the time you've seen this fella.
Why, I thought you could go straight in.
Straight in? You'll be lucky. I'll say you'll be lucky here, that Flory. See, you've about as much chance of getting in here as she has of becoming a band dancer. Well, I don't know what he's playing at. I say, I don't know what he's playing at. He's had one in there now, an hour and three quarters, to my knowledge. If he said 99 once, he said it 100 times. I wouldn't care, but I know for a fact he's only come for a bottle for his dad.
Well, I should be all right. I'm a private patient.
I don't care if you're a private detective. You're not going in before me.
Oh, dear, I hope he won't be long.
Well, wait up for yourself. I'll say wait up for yourself. There's these over here, all them in that corner, right down this side, along that wall to that lady in the green hat. Then there's us, and you're after that bus conductor with the black eye. And if you want to try jumping the queue, ask him. He hasn't got that when he came in.
Oh, well, I don't think I'll bother waiting.
Have you always been that bunny colour?
Pardon?
I say, I bet you've suffered.
Oh, no, mine's nothing really.
Who does he put you in mind of, Flory? Flory, wake up. I say, who does he put you in mind of? Your Tom to a T, isn't it? Isn't that your Tom? Isn't that your Tom, Flory? What'd I say to you? As soon as you walk through that door, she'll tell you. You've got his walk, same everything. You see, that was a shock. Tuesday morning, bright as rain. Wednesday night, like a light. And this fellow'll do you no good?
Huh?
Not Apis. He's not the regular doctor, you know.
Isn't he?
Oh, he's gone to the doctor's. He's a new fella. Have you met him?
No.
You're not like him. He's a bad un. Well, listen. She's been having a purple bottle and a box of pills week after week, regular clockwork, and enjoyed it. This fella takes one look at her and then goes for her with a needle. He'd given her 14 injections before he found he was looking at the wrong card. I don't know what he was pumping in her. But it's all I could do to stop her from wearing pigtails and playing hopscotch. Well, look at the trick he played on me. I say, look at the trick he played on me. All I wanted was a sick note for a day off work. He could see there was nothing wrong with me. And he made me strip right off. I wouldn't care, but I'd only wash for a stiff neck. And when he gives you a sick note, you need a handwriting expert to find out what he's put on it. Can't depend on him. He only wrote one out for me once in block capitals. Well, naturally, I never looked at it. Then when I handed it into the office, it said, this man is suffering from footballitis. Gus, I plead sorry for this lad here. He's had it, if anybody else, haven't you, Al?
Hi.
How's that? He did it on you, didn't he, Al?
Hi.
He did that. Swallows a tanner, rushes in, thumps his back, coughs twice, spits it out, tossed him for it, lost, charged him £3. Anyway, if you're suffering and you really want to be put right, take my tip and go next door.
Why? Is he a doctor?
No, he's a vet.
such is life, and what is life without music, especially when it's played by those brilliant performers with their two pianos. Ladies and gentlemen, Ravitch and Landau. Great pleasure to be introducing one of radio's brightest stars of song. I'd like you to meet my very welcome guest, Louise Trail.
Yeah.
Thank you, Louise. That really was wonderful. But don't go away and stand by everybody because here and now we're taking the lid off the telephone service.
Hello? Hello? Is that the exchange?
Will you please replace your receiver?
Hello? I've put my money in, like you said.
Well, take it out again.
I've tried. I can't get my fingers down these little slots.
Will you please press button B and replace your receiver?
It says here, if in difficulty, call the operator. I think I'm in difficulty.
I told you your number is unobtainable.
I haven't asked for it yet. Hello, hello. Hello, what's happened? Don't you feel well?
For the last time, will you replace your receiver? You're on a crossed line.
Hello?
No, not at all. It's the principle of the thing. There's 65,000 tons lying on the quayside.
Hello?
Now, whose responsibility is it? It's not mine.
All I know is they've just been on the same most vicious day.
Well, you don't expect me to go down and move it, do you?
Well, you ordered it.
That's not the point. Half a million pounds of time.
Would agree the truth and arrange the story. You see, if you'd run 10 minutes ago, only I've just sent 2 gifts back. But don't worry, somebody will turn up.
Hello? Is that you, Wynn? I'm a bit worried about my mother, honey. You know what she's like. And I don't want her to come home and find there's no bread.
What was that? I can't hear you.
I say, don't worry.
Hello?
Don't worry. I am worried. It's driving me mad. What in heaven's name are we going to do to get that stuff shifted?
I don't mind what you do, but don't leave it where she'll fall over it. Hello? 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 And Wynn, listen, Wynn. Wynn.
Someone on this line.
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, I was saying, we've no lorry till Friday. What am I going to put it in?
I should get a small bottle. And Wynn.
You placed your receiver.
Who, me?
No, not you. There's some fool on the line.
Hello? Hello, Wynn. Hello?
Wynn, shut up.
I haven't said a thing.
I'm not talking to you.
Hello, Wynn. I can hear somebody talking. Who have you got with you? Don't forget, there's a chop in the pantry, only you know how faddy she is. Hello?
Now, look here. I must have your immediate decision. I can't just leave a shipload of Australian pork to go to rack and ruin. Now, what am I going to do with it?
Cut the fat off and she'll have it for a tea.
There are bound to be breakdowns on your telephone service, and it is comforting to know that merely by reporting them, faults can be put right in a matter of seconds. But even telephone engineers have their own difficulties to overcome. Let's take a peep and find out what's going on underneath the tarpaulin cover you see stuck in the road.
Hello, hello. Is that you, Tommy? You've landed in the right mess here. I say this is a bonny mix-up. Started digging. We've gone down that far, we've forgotten what we're looking for. What do you mean, are we down the right hole? Grimshaw Street. We're nowhere near Grimshaw Street. We're in Bridgewater Road and it's pelting down. I've had a coalman here all morning trying to put 3 bags down.
But when it's all said and done, there's nothing like having a telephone of your own. The luxury and convenience of having the world at your elbow is with you all times of day and night. Especially night. When a call comes through from the fellow next door and it's pitch black and you've got to go out and fetch him and it's pouring down and you can't find your umbrella and you wish the phone had never been invented. And... Hello, Mr. Have I got you out of bed again, then? Only I gave your number. I told him you wouldn't mind any time. My word, these are little rooms, aren't they? I couldn't live here. Where is your phone, Mr. I'll bet it's nothing now. I know it'll be. It'll be Jeff. He's like that. Gets a few jills inside him, he'll ring anybody up. He'll be home again in about an hour. Anyway, that won't matter. We'll be in bed. Mind you, if you don't have a phone of your own, it's the simplest thing in the world to make a telephone call from a public call box. Take this typical scene.
You're not trying to make a phone call, are you?
Yes.
Well, I should shout up. That phone's been out of order a fortnight.
Well, it doesn't say out of order.
No, it doesn't say wet paint, but you've got it all over your trousers.
Oh, dear. Well, perhaps I can get through in this next box.
Get through? Can't even get in. Fella in there now. I'll swear he's trying to get through to Hong Kong.
Be such a button, I'll bet it's red hot. Well, perhaps he's trying to get his money back.
Get it back? He's putting out in yet. Wouldn't care. We only went in to find some digs. Last time I rapped on the glass, he waved at me and said good night and turned the light out. He's no right sticking in there all this time. Can see his mentality from the way he's scratching his name on that woodwork. What do you think he's playing at? Putting the moustache on that mermaid? It took me all afternoon to draw that.
Of course, it's not all fun and games being a telephone operator. She has to learn a telephone language of set phrases to meet every situation. It becomes part of her life to such an extent that it finds its way into her normal conversation.
Oh, excuse me, haven't we met before?
I don't remember your dial.
But haven't we danced together?
I'm still trying to connect you.
But surely, wouldn't you care to take a stroll in the park with me?
Engaged, sorry.
But I can't resist you. They tell me my kiss has a fatal attraction.
Just a moment, I'll have it tested.
When I stroke your hair like this, doesn't it make time stand still?
At the next stroke, it will be 3:15 precisely. Yes, any operator will tell you that it's in the best interest of the telephone service, as well as your own, to keep any conversation between yourself and your party as brief as possible. There's a very good reason for this. Hello? Hello? Oh, there you are. We seem to have been cut off.
I don't we seem to have been cut off.
No, I was just saying. Isn't that funny? It's the second time. We just started a conversation and blow... Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Yes, I was just saying. Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Thank goodness for that. We're back again. No, I was just saying. We seem to have been cut off.
We seem to have been cut off.
Yes, I was just saying. We seem to have been cut off. Hello? 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 Hello, hello, hello,
hello. We seem to be cut off.
We seem to be cut off, yes. Only sometimes, I was just saying, only sometimes you can go for quite a long time and never... Hello, hello, hello. Hello,
hello.
Oh, thank goodness you're back. And we're talking now. Hello, hello.
Hello.
I say, thank goodness you're back and we're talking again.
Thank goodness you're back.
I just said that. I was just saying, isn't that marvellous? Just talking like that and right in the middle of the conversation you get cut. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Have you finished?
Finished? I haven't even started yet.
Such is life. Life is what you make it. Such is life. Show them you can take it on the chin with a grin when Mr. Goom comes around. don't let him in.
Remember, life's that way. Today you're feeling happy, but tomorrow joy may turn to strife. One thing I found out, there's nothing you can do about it.
Such is life.
For the past 30 minutes, we've been looking at night through the pages of the Our Each Show. I'll ask us to say how nice it's been sharing the fun with the Cordites, Willem Towsk in the augmented Northern Variety Orchestra, and to thank Louise Trail and Ravitch and Landauer for coming along and making it all worthwhile. The program, which was recorded, was produced in the north of England by Ronnie Taylor.